It's 2020 and surfing the web is dead because all the horror news that you need is now just one click away. That's right, go to Fangoria.com. It's your first destination of all the horror news of the day, featuring a constant curation of Fango Team's favorite links from across the internet. You'll also find deep dives and daily thoughts from the biggest names in horror, as well as exclusive access to the Fangoria Vault. Check out Fangoria.com for yourself and see the horror right before your eyes. Use the promo code Shockwaves for 15% off right now. Hello and welcome to Shockwaves. I'm one of your hosts, Rob Galuzzo. This is...
Howard Kane.
Ryan Turek.
And Rebecca McKendry.
And we are thrilled to be here because we're going to be announcing the winners to this year's 2020 Fangoria Chainsaw Awards, which is something I love partaking in myself. And just so you know, it's not our choice. This is all voted by you. So don't come screaming at us.
Don't yell at us.
This is the winners right here. We have no idea what they are. We're going to go through this together.
What age were you voting? What was the youngest you were voting on the Chainsaw Wars? How young were you when you first voted?
I don't remember, but it had to be whenever I first started Fangoria. So yeah. Probably late teens.
I would handwrite my answers very delicately, put the little check mark next to the box, send it in.
So
like
fun thing,
envelope.
I got to tally them later.
Oh.
So yeah, once I started working at Fangoria, nice. I only did it for 1 year. But then 1 year I got to be when we did like a big giant televised show. But then a lot of the other times I got to tally.
That's what I want.
Fun.
I want a big tuxedo, all the horror stars. I want this to be the big show.
I tried to convince the guys to wear a tuxedo tonight. I don't know why they didn't.
Oh, man.
Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, so am I.
I wore a shirt with a collar on it. I figured that was nice.
You look all fancy.
All right, so let's dive in because I'm very excited about this. So we're going to go from the top card, which is Best Kill.
Best Kill.
There are no nominees for this. This is something that was written in by fans from everything that came out last year. So let's pull the card. Here we go.
Should we be speculating on our best kills?
Yeah, because you know what? I don't even know what I'd pick. Do you have anything in particular that stood out last year?
I mean, I keep thinking of the year before with
Strangers 2.
The year before.
Yeah, that was such a good kill, but that was the year before. From last year, things that were some really good kills from last year.
I think I might have put Elizabeth Moss in Us.
Oh, yeah. My God, that was a brilliant
set to the
kill
Beach Boys.
Scene.
Yeah,
I feel
that
like
pretty fantastic.
Bear Suit is just a given.
Well, this is going to be a spoiler, obviously.
Yeah. This one might be too hard.
So here we go. Let's see what the best kill was this year.
This is very fancy.
Best kill, without any hesitation, is Midsommar Christian in the Bear Suit on Fire.
Got it. Said.
So, but I saw it coming a mile away.
Well, we all saw, I mean, but
we all saw it coming.
I've seen Wicker Man, so I saw it coming.
It was still voted the best by everybody.
We knew someone was going to burn.
Yeah.
All right, Elric, why don't you take the next card in the next category?
The next category, a favorite amongst all, Best Creature Effects.
Cool.
And the nominees are Steve Boyle for Boar. Which was on Shudder. Todd Masters for Child's Play. Mm-hmm. Adrian Morrow, The Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Neville Page, Sweetheart. Dan Rebert, Itsy Bitsy.
Hey.
And Spectral Motion for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What do you guys
all
love?
Very talented folk.
What do you love?
I think Moreau does incredible work. I'm a big fan of Neville Page's design work.
Mm-hmm.
And Spectral Motion always does great creature fabrication.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah. The stuff in Scary Movies is great.
Yeah.
And I love the creature in Sweetheart. Itsy Bitsy did have a really cool spider in it.
Yeah. I gotta say, I really liked Itsy Bitsy, and it's not just because I'm big into my bug horror. I enjoyed the spider in Itsy Bitsy a lot. And I thought that a lot of the segments in Scary Stories were some of my favorite of the year, including Harold, which was just
that's probably
fantastic.
My favorite Harold.
Yeah, I think they translated that stuff beautifully.
Yeah.
So, all right.
If there was more in The Lighthouse, I would have liked it even more because I loved what I got. All right. And the winner of Best Creature Effects goes to Spectral Motion for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Well done, guys.
Hold it up so they know that you're not lying. So you know it's true. You're not making it up.
Michael's all day. Congratulations.
Cool. Very cool. All right, Ryan, you're the next card, which is?
All right. Nominees for Best Makeup Effects.
Cool.
Brittany Federline and Marcello AMP, The Night Shifter. Mike Marino for The Dead Don't Die. Dan Martin for Girl on the Third Floor. Josh and Ciara Russell for Bliss. Woo. Brian Spears and Peter Gerner for Depraved.
Ooh, that was a good
one. Yeah, that was a good one. But I got to say, I really enjoyed The Night Shifter as well. That had a lot of really cool effects in it. But then again, I did just finish a project with Josh and Ciara Russell. So Russell.
Yeah, there's stuff in Bliss last year, and they won the creature design for last year for the ritual. And I remember voting for
them. Oh,
for
wow.
But I got to say, the one thing is Travis's film, Girl on the Third Floor, one of the real takeaways there is some of the use of all the effects and all the makeup and the stuff.
Yeah, especially for the house. Finale.
Yeah, so it's. I feel like it was kind of pretty virtuoso, so I'll be curious.
Another tough call.
Well, here we are.
Ryan.
The winner.
Oh, you already
gave it to him, yeah.
For Best Makeup Effects goes to Mike Marino for The Dead Don't Die.
Hey, wow. That's interesting.
Iggy Pop did look pretty good.
Yeah. And I don't even know if he was in makeup. I think that was just Iggy Pop.
Swilling coffee.
I'm a little surprised that many people saw this one, in the horror community, like the Jarmusch film. That's kind of surprising.
I just watched it and I actually really liked it quite a bit.
Really? We should talk about that.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. We will. Next
episode. Zombie Effects ruled 2019.
Wow. Okay. All right. So next up is what?
This is for Best Score.
Great.
Cavern of Antimatter from In Fabric.
Yeah.
The Haxan Cloak from Midsummer.
Yeah.
Mark Corvin, The Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. The Newton Brothers, Dr. Sleep.
Ooh.
Or Simon Waskow from Lose.
All good.
All good stuff, yeah. Guys.
I've been listening to a lot of Newton Brothers. Especially
me too. Yeah. Dr. Sleep was amazing, and I also was a really big fan of In Fabric's score.
In Fabric, all the way.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find the In Fabric score on Spotify, but I can't find it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's one very specific track in there that I absolutely love, and I just like played back the scene just so I can listen to it.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, perhaps this might.
In my win, let's see. Best score.
Oh, they even got fancy stickers on this.
Yeah. I'm predicting Dr. Sleep.
And the winner is Haxan Cloak, Midsommar.
Whoa, all right. That's pretty cool. Way to go.
And that is the second win for Midsommar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's exciting. All right.
So far.
All right. So now we are up to Best Screenplay, which is the next one. So we've got the nominees are Ari Aster for Midsommar, Guy Busick and Ryan Murphy for Ready or Not. Mike Flanagan for Dr. Sleep, Jordan Peele for Us, or Shinichiro Udo for One Cut of the Dead.
That's a good.
This is actually
this is a really tough one. Hard because I'm somewhere between Dr. Sleep and One Cut of the Dead, and those could not be more different.
I'm 100% in for Us.
Us is
total originality.
Pretty great. Yeah, Us and One Cut of the Dead are my picks. Although I do love Ready or Not. So this is.
But yeah, I think that the fan favorite's going to be Ready or Not because that was a massively well received movie
that was.
Of the year,
and that's actually one of the most clever films. But
mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Best screenplay goes to. And it goes to Ari Aster from Midsommar.
Wow.
Midsommar is cleaning up.
With horror fans. There you go.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually.
Dig it. Oh, that's my favorite. Always my favorite category. Best director.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Some good ones here. Yeah. We're going early. Ben Affleck for a different year. Ari Aster from Midsommar.
Yeah.
Joe Bigos for Bliss.
Hey.
Robert Eggers. Guest of the show on The Lighthouse, Mike Flanagan, Dr. Sleep, Jordan Peele, Us, and Shinichiro Ueda, is it, for One Cut of the Dead.
This is so tough, man. I think
tough.
Flanagan directed the hell out of Dr. Mm-hmm. Sleep.
I'm all for Flanagan on this one.
I love Jordan. I love One Cut of the Dead. And actually, I just watched Bliss on Shudder, and I thought Joe did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. I do think Bliss is pretty terrific.
Where that film goes is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Like the last 20 minutes, it's like
electric.
There are a lot of filmmakers on here who demonstrated with early films that they were ones to watch, and this time around, mm-hmm. they are filmmakers who have matured in their craft. So I think they're all on par with one another.
They're all big swings.
Yeah, they're all big swings.
And I think Midsommar and Us being the two kind of most obviously big
swings. And
there's
only two we haven't had on the show. So now we got squad goals.
Yeah, we do. I'm going to predict Us.
Don't predict. Let's see.
I like predicting. That's the fun part.
We'll turn it towards the
camera. You'll never believe it, but the winner is Ari Aster.
For Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Again.
Holy shit, that is clean.
Wow. Yeah,
astounding Ernie behind the scenes.
I know. He's like,
here.
Ernie. I can't believe it.
He's like, Midsommar, man.
Okay. Right. The nominees for Best Supporting Actress are Kylie Curran for Dr. Sleep, Zoe mm-hmm. Deutsch for Zombieland, Double Tap, one of Rob G's favorites of 2019.
It's good.
Rebecca Ferguson for Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yes.
Marianne Jean-Baptiste in Fabric, and Ruby Modine in Satanic Panic.
So was Marianne Jean-Baptiste, is that the lead from
she's
section?
She's in the first story. She's
I didn't like the movie as a whole, but I thought her performance was incredible. Really, really good.
Loved both Rebecca Ferguson and Kylie Curran in Dr. Sleep.
Rebecca Ferguson to me was like one of the most home run roles I've seen
Rose,
in years.
Right?
Yeah. She's the hat.
The hat.
Incredible, I think.
So
here we go. Ryan, let us know.
Okay. The winner, Best Supporting Actress, is Rebecca Ferguson for Dr.
Rose
Sleep.
Rose the hat.
I love it.
That's the hat.
She was great.
Yep.
All right. Not surprising.
Okay. Next up, Best Supporting Actor, Alex Brix.
Sorry, Alex.
I apologize, Alex.
But you're in Depraved.
Alex from Depraved, Willem Dafoe, The Lighthouse, Bill Hader, It Chapter 2, John Lithgow, Pet Cemetery, and Jackson Robert Scott from The Prodigy.
Wow.
Yeah, this here.
I love Willem Dafoe, but Bill Hader in It Chapter 2 is pretty spectacular.
Well, I might not Dafoe in The Lighthouse for this one.
Dafoe does.
Sold you with his fart jokes, didn't he?
Then the lobster.
They're not jokes. He was just farting. You know? That's what they call
but
method.
The question with that is, did enough people see The Lighthouse? That's the hard thing to answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they did. Yeah. I think it did pretty well.
I mean, same with Depraved. We'll see.
I mean, Depraved is awesome, but yeah, I don't know if it had quite as big a reception as something like It Chapter 2 or Pet Cemetery. Yeah.
All right. So, do you have the card?
I don't.
Will it be Barry? That's the question. Will it be a Barry Award?
Okay.
A Barry.
And the winner is Willem Dafoe for The Lighthouse. And that's
guess
people can't see that movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I think about Willem Dafoe getting this skull thing when,
that's
you know,
because so
cool, the actual award, I hope.
I think about Willem Dafoe
in a film where he farts. I love that.
It's going to go on his coffee table.
I wake up and think about Willem Dafoe.
Okay, so we're up to Best Actress. So the nominees are Kiersey Clemons from Sweetheart.
Yay.
Caitlin Gerard from The Wind.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Lupita Nyong'o from Us. Florence Pugh from Midsommar and Samara Weaving from Ready or Not.
This is tough
because all of these are pretty darn terrific.
I have to say, I love Kiersey Clemons from Sweetheart just because it was her by herself, like a one woman show for over 70% of the movie. And she gave a hell of a performance.
Caitlin
Gerard was also basically a one woman show for the bulk of the movie. And it was just a great, great experience.
And Lupita Nyong'o was like, taking big swings with what her performance. She was doing two parts.
Yeah. Getting to play the villain.
She's my pick, especially since she didn't get any Oscars recognition.
But at the same time, how do you weigh that against Florence Pugh, who spent most of her time on screen crying and going through so much pain and anxiety.
Yeah.
And she could be the only one who could win an Oscar and a chainsaw in the same year because she's nominated for Little Woman.
So let's see.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Best actress. Here we go. And the winner is Lupita for us.
The correct choice.
Lupita.
Yes.
She's richly earned.
Nicely done. All right. Which brings us to nominees for Best Actor.
Hey.
We have Winston Duke in Us, my favorite dad. Leif Edlund Johansson from Coco di Coco Da.
Uh-huh. Haven't seen Coco di
Coco Da? No.
What's that?
None of us have.
I've seen it.
What?
Yeah, this movie's
why haven't you shared
insane.
It with us?
Has this been released?
Somebody's been holding out on us.
Can we watch it on Amazon?
Don't know yet.
The biggest surprise of the Chainsaw Awards was this nomination.
None of us have seen.
Tell us about it. What's it about? Just so we know.
It's kind of like a Groundhog Day movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically about these this couple who go off into the woods and then they encounter three travelers, one who's carrying a cane and kind of like he's dressed very fancily, a big behemoth of a guy who's carrying a dead dog, and then I think it's a woman. I saw it at Sundance and
like
I saw it under
of
very
a
strange conditions, but it's insane. We'll talk about it off camera.
Well, I apologize, Leif, you didn't get my vote because I didn't know about this, but but that's okay. You still have a chance. Ewan McGregor for Dr. Sleep, Daniel D. Oliveira for The Night Shifter,
really
and
good.
Robert Pattinson for The Lighthouse.
Wow.
I'm a huge Winston Duke fan, man. I got to say, he was one of my favorite dads on screen.
So good.
Yeah.
Super cool. So let's see what happens. Though Ewan, obviously, big role. And the winner is
the
surprise.
Pattinson in The Lighthouse. I like to see Lighthouse.
I'm glad to give him some love.
Yeah. And horror, too.
Yeah. All right. The nominees for Best series are You Afraid of the Dark, Castle Rock, Creepshow, Into the Dark, Marianne, and Stranger Things season 3.
Is that Castle Rock season 1?
That's Castle Rock.
No, the new one.
Season 2.
Oh, the one that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah. I feel like Stranger Things is going to win just purely because it has become such kind of a pop culture purveyor. But that said, Marianne is freaking amazing.
I'm surprised no Haunting of Hill House is on here.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was the year before.
No, I think that was last year.
Right? Oh, no. I think it was the year before because it was my top 10 list.
It was Halloween. Yeah, that was totally right. Then I strike that from the record.
Okay. Well, let's see who is the winner of Best Series. And that is, Becca was correct, Stranger Things.
Woohoo! Yeah. Which was a really good season.
Yeah, that was a great season.
Oh, it was the one where they threw all the money at it.
Yeah.
Big monster effects.
You get a mall, guys. A whole mall.
A mall and fireworks. I loved it.
The nominees. The nominees for Best Feature.
First Feature?
First feature, thank you. Yes. For best first feature. Let me just do this whole thing over again. The nominees for best first feature.
All right.
Braid, Mitzi Perone. Darling, Pollyanna McIntosh.
Wow.
Girl on the Third Floor from Travis Stevens.
Wow.
Hole in the Ground from Lee Cronin. And The Wind from Emma Tammy.
Hmm.
There's some good stuff here. Yeah. I like that it's all emerging stuff. Yeah. Hole in the Ground was really atmospheric.
Yep.
You know,
I loved The Wind. I thought it was great. And Girl on the Third Floor had a lot of stuff.
I feel like anything goes.
Yeah, seeing Travis make that shift. Yeah.
Okay, let's see here.
Best first
feature.
Winner
for Best First Feature is Girl on the Third Floor.
Travis.
Go
Travis.
That's very cool.
Shooting a movie now, probably, right? Or something.
Yeah, I think he's starting a new movie.
Yeah, so well done.
Okay, so now we have Best Foreign Movie. Mm. Excellent.
Oh, I like this one.
So the first one is an Elric favorite, Hagazusa.
Yes.
Is that how you say that? Right.
Yeah. Second,
second one is Knife Plus Heart.
Yep. One of my faves.
Coco di Coco Da.
I guess it is out.
There you go. It is out. There's more.
Luz on
Shudder.
Yeah.
One Cut of the Dead, which is all of Shockwaves approved.
Yeah.
And last week's guest, Tigers Are Not Afraid, also Shudder exclusive.
Hard not to put our love behind Tigers.
Tigers in One Cut.
I'm going to say One Cut, guys.
I mean, literally four of my favorites from last year.
Yeah, Knife Plus Heart was on my top 10 list. But yeah, I'm going to go One Cut.
All right, so the Best Foreign Movie goes to Tigers Are Not Afraid.
Issa, good job.
Congratulations, nice. Issa. Well done, Issa.
Issa's still here, so let's just
we'll
look at her.
All right. The award I always get most exciting for, Best Streaming Movie Premiere.
Wow, all right.
Best Streaming Premiere Movie, which is going to become the most important award anyway in the future. So here we go, because everything's streaming.
Bye-bye theaters.
Here we go. Eli.
That's a Kieran Foy's movie. Yeah. It was on Netflix, and it's pretty good.
One you guys all loved, In the Tall Grass.
I really enjoyed that one.
Me too.
Little Monsters. Becca's
I was on my top 10 from
also
last year.
Lupita.
Yep.
In fact, these are all your favorites. The Night Shifter.
Actually,
you should be reading this.
Out of all of these, there's only one that was not on my top 10 for the year.
The Perfection, which is one of your favorites.
That was my number 6.
And Velvet Buzzsaw.
My number 10.
Bonkers Gyllenhaal. So you've seen all of these. You tell us what your pick, because you've seen all of these.
Honestly, they're all so vastly different, and they're all my faves, so this makes it more difficult. Like, I feel like The Perfection would be inclined to win just because it was such a big kind of pop culture phenomenon where a lot of people
that first
watched
weekend.
It blew, like my mom watched it and things and called me and asked me about why I recommended her watch it and things like that. But like, I think I had the most fun with Little Monsters, but I think In Tall Grass is really strong for the win.
Wow. Yeah. It was a tough call.
Yeah.
What's the winner, Elric?
I'm predicting The Perfection.
I'm going to predict that too.
I mean, it's super, super fun. Okay. And the winner for Best Streaming Premiere Movie goes to The Perfection.
Yeah, there it is. Wow.
Yep. All right.
The nominees for Best Limited Release Movie.
Oh my
are
God.
Bliss.
Nice.
Daniel Isn't Real.
Great one. Mm-hmm.
In Fabric.
Yeah.
The Lighthouse. Nightmare Cinema.
Hey.
And Satanic Panic.
Woo, Chelsea.
Okay.
This is a tough call
this
as well.
This is a toughie.
So I'm just going to pull the
But limited release means it still had to be in cinemas, right?
Yeah, it ran. So
all of these did.
Winner for best limited release movie is The Lighthouse.
Oh, man. Midsummer and The Lighthouse cleaning up.
Yeah, interesting.
That's okay. Pretty cool.
Both in conversation and Fangoria magazine.
Guys.
This
Last
is
category.
It.
What?
Best wide release movie.
Oh.
All right.
The nominees are Crawl.
So good.
Dr. Sleep. Mm-hmm. It Chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Midsummer. Ready or Not. Or Us.
Well, I think I know where this is going.
I don't know. I can't predict these fans. They voted on this now.
It's going to be Alligators.
It's going to be Crawl.
Crawl deserves.
I would have voted for Crawl. But actually, Dr. Sleep may have been up there, too.
I would vote Dr. Sleep. I think Us has a good chance. But honestly, Midsommar has surprised
me. Yeah, Midsommar's really cool.
There's a narrative to these Oscars. Yes. It feels like it's a chainsaw. Like
Ari might rule the Fango Chainsaw Awards.
Okay, let's see. Best wide release movie is... Midsummer.
Wow.
They have cleaned up today.
A24?
Wow. Yeah. What's that?
A24 party.
Yeah. A24.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
We're going to the A24 party.
Yeah, we are now. if he's watching, we are.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations to Ari Aster.
Well, congratulations to everyone.
All the winners.
Yeah, we really appreciate this. Thank you for watching. Obviously, like Fangoria and all the social medias. We are the Shockwaves podcast, so definitely subscribe to Shockwaves. And we are on all the social medias as Shockwaves Podcast.
It's very
pod.
It's Shockwaves Podcast.
On Twitter, I
it's
think.
A gamble.
Twitter, Facebook,
start
Instagram.
Typing Shockwaves and you'll find us.
Look up Shockwaves, watch the Ken Wiederhorn film, and come back to us.
No connection whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
But Nazi zombies, come on.
But this is fun, and hopefully next year we could do a bigger version of this. That's the hope.
I'll get them in a tux yet.
Yeah, hard tux.
It'd be great.
We'll see you next year. All right, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, guys.